The State Grid Corporation of China, that's the country's largest energy distributor, is taking further steps to facilitate the use of distributed power generation. This is said to be an incentive for individuals who have the intention and capability to build their own green power plant, and it could significantly ease the power scarcity in some areas, as well as boost the green energy industry at grassroots level. CRI's Li Dong has more.
Starting from March the 1st, the State Grid says households and individual companies will not only be allowed to use small-sized power generators to provide themselves with power, but will also be given permission to sell extra power to the State Grid. Distributed power generation, also known as on-site generation, is usually carried out on a small scale near power consumers. According to a SGCC guideline, the State Grid will introduce more distributed generation fueled by solar energy, wind, natural gas, biomass energy, geothermal energy, oceanic energy, and complex resources into its own network. Su Yan is a citizen in Dalian City. He owns the roof of his apartment of more than 100 square meters. In 2012, he invested 150,000 yuan and built his own solar power generation system. He is confident his investment is worthwhile and can turn a profit.
Because it's green energy, it doesn't produce pollution, so the government gives me a good subsidy. Conservatively speaking, I can break even in 6 to 7 years.
Su Yan's solar power facility can save as much as 13 tons of coal a year, which can produce up to 34 tons of carbon dioxide. Also in Shanghai, another citizen installed a 22-panel solar power array off his 20-square-meter roof. His self-built power plant can meet all his family's electricity consumption needs. But the procedure of applying for building such a plant is complicated. The price he can sell the extra power he produces to the local power grid is also uncertain. So far, there's no detailed policy on what the price should be due for various reasons. Yuan Jian is Deputy Marketing Director of Shanghai Municipal Electric Power Company.
Generally speaking, the government hasn't given specific explanation on what exactly the price of the self-generated power should be. But I don't think it's going to be complicated, because the electricity meter will count. The numbers won't cheat. As soon as the price is decided, the applicants can enjoy the subsidy. And I think the policy can be out very soon, because since the country has decided to support this industry, related policies will be ready soon.
Sun Jianling is the spokesperson for the State Grid. He says that the government should put more effort in providing supportive policy and service for individual small-scale power generator builders.
Currently, most of the distributed power plants can enjoy subsidies from the government. But subsidy policies are made for big enterprises with large-scale power generation. It's complicated. So that's why the small-scale home-run power plants find it hard to get involved. We suggest the central government can make some proper adjustments as soon as possible in terms of the subsidy application procedure.
The State Grid issued a guideline in October 2012 to introduce more solar power-fueled distributed power generation. By the end of 2012, the State Grid has connected 15,600 distributed power generation stations with a total installed capacity of 34.36 million kilowatts, about two-thirds is fueled by hydropower. According to the 12th Five-Year Plan on Energy Development, by 2015, China will have 1,000 distributed generation projects fueled by natural gas, a solar power generative capacity of 10 million kilowatts, and 100 cities that exhibit exemplary use of renewable energy. For CRI, I'm Li Dong.